Welcome back. I'm going to make a few brief comments. Larry's going to make a few brief comments. We're going to invite several people to talk, and then we're going to open this closing session up for wider discussion. I have just a collection of observations. First, I want to briefly respond to a comment that I believe Judd King made about Harvey Mudd. I am a big fan of Harvey Mudd. Part of it is because Harvey Mudd is part of the Claremont Consortium, and part of it is because they're a wonderful illustration of an attempt to combine the liberal arts and engineering. And I just want to say for the record that we invited two people from Harvey Mudd to participate. They could not be here for this event. Also, there's a philosopher I read many years ago who always impressed me, and I thought about him recently, and I have now, and nobody ever mentions him, and I've now seen references to him twice in this week. Earlier today, there was discussion of Josiah Royce, and he wrote most famously about loyalty, and a couple of days ago, I read an op-ed piece in the New York Times by E.J. Dionne about why he still supports the New England Patriots, and he quoted Josiah Royce. So I'm glad to see that people are paying attention to Josiah Royce. In reflecting about the discussions we've had, I've thought about multidisciplinary environments in which I've worked. And I was particularly taken in those reflections by a comment that Jane Lear made. As a graduate student, I studied in the Department of Social Relations at Harvard University. Social relations is Harry still here? Social relations was a combination of clinical psychology, social psychology, sociology, and anthropology. And it was an attempt for a multidisciplinary and interdisciplinary blend of these, integration of these programs, and it never fully succeeded. There was wonderful work done. There were outstanding world leaders in these fields, but the full integration of it never succeeded, as partially evidenced by the fact that the department no longer exists. I worked at the RAND Corporation, where they had what they proudly called a matrix structure. The columns, the vertical dimension, the columns were departments. For example, I was hired at the time in the Information Science Department. Cross-cutting those were the rows were research programs, defense, education, health. Which leads me to the comment that Jane made. She said that she described one of the programs she worked with. She said it's a minor, but the students in that program identify mainly with that program. And what I saw at RAND was there were people who identified with, hung out with, worked with other people from their department. There were people in information sciences who concentrated their activities in information sciences, and there were other people who concentrated their activities, regardless of which department hired them, in health. And they focused their activities on health research with other health researchers. And to some degree, we can talk theoretically about what disciplines should be combined and how, and we can pay close attention to the culture of universities, But there's another psychological factor of, you know, sort of how you get a critical mass of like people. Maybe this overlaps considerably with the concept of culture. A critical mass of like people who enjoy working together and sometimes playing together. Another reflection I had is that we can learn quite a bit by looking carefully at the successful integration in the past of separate disciplines and the ways and forms through which this has happened. I don't know if Brian is still here. I think he had to leave to catch a plane. Brian is one of the people who created a new sub-discipline. He's an astronomer. He created a new sub-discipline of anthropological astronomy. And what that means is, for example, he has written a very interesting book about how different cultures through the ages have viewed the skies. And sometimes the newly created sub-disciplines are counterintuitive. I have another colleague who led the creation of something that at first I thought was an oxymoron, inorganic biochemistry. But I now understand exactly what they study, which is the effect of inorganic materials on human biochemistry. We, as I mentioned in my opening presentation, we see as next steps, well, first, of course, there's the special issue of the journal that Gary is putting together. There'll be reports that we'll be preparing about this meeting. But the major next step after that will be the feasibility study. We hope to get moving on a feasibility study. And beyond that, we see the force for program development should really come from within the universities. And we want to work with the universities. But if this is to succeed, the force should be internal and come from within the universities. And I just want to say that I have found it very exciting to have a discussion focused on the concept of liberal studies in engineering. But this is such a terrific group that I would have been happy for 2 days to just sit and listen to you all talk about any aspect of higher education. So thank you very much, and I'm going to turn the podium over to Larry.